Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and you're checking into Patch Chat. All right, Shrewsbury, help me welcome Mr. Rex Burkhead, everybody. Rex, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good.
You feeling good? Is that a pink G2?
Pink G2.
Counting the cows?
Staying hydrated.
There we go. So I got to ask you about the name. Rex is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Why did Mom and Dad pull that out?
I have no idea. No.
There's no background here?
There's a little bit. So they grew up in Kentucky, and Rex Chapman was a basketball player for the University of Kentucky. And so that's where it came from. But, yeah, first day of school was always terrible explaining to the teacher. And they're like, so you're going to be the class jokester, huh? So, yeah, it was just... But, yeah, that's where it came from.
Got it. So you went to college in Nebraska, correct? And did you attend a single party? This dude graduated in 3.5 years. I barely got out in 4. How is that possible?
A lot of hard work. Yeah, a lot of hard work. Balancing academics and football was definitely a difficult task. But we had a bunch of guys that did it as well who were doing... medical and other, majors that really took a lot of time. So it was very impressive
to see
him.
Well, let's not downplay yours. He was a history major.
He's a history major.
Name every single president. We have all the time in the world.
Yeah, don't challenge me on that.
Now, why did you choose history?
I always loved history. I wanted to get into education on down the road whenever I'm done playing. So, coaching and teaching is something I definitely want to get into. And history, I always loved it. I always learned about, the past and how our country's come to what it is today.
Wow, okay. My father's a history teacher, fun fact. Doesn't do much teaching, though. He plays a lot of movies. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to grow up to be that. Now, you grew up in Texas but went to school in Nebraska. Where's the better food?
The better food?
Yeah.
Oh, Texas, for sure.
And where's the better football?
The better football? Oh, man, that's it's a conflict there.
I was going to say, that's got to be a tough question to answer.
Yeah, they're both great.
You don't want
to eat. Friday Night Lights, there's nothing else like it.
I know.
Growing up in Texas, but, Nebraska football, I mean, that is what it is in the state, so it's pretty awesome.
Is it like we see in the movies where at the gas stations there's signs for the football games that night?
Yep.
No, the town is there. A ghost town. They're all at the football game.
That's where everyone is. Yeah.
Can you Texas two-step?
Can I Texas two-step a little bit?
Can we see a little? I don't even know what the Texas two-step is.
Yeah.
Come on, give me a little something. Give me something so I at least know where it's going. Is it like the Crip walk? Is it like, what is it?
It's a little slower than the Crip walk.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm not a pro. I'm not an expert.
Yeah,
so
you're not out here saying you're an expert.
I know the basics.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. See, I should have asked the president's question. I should have pressed you there. Now, as every female, I stalked your social media presence. You're lacking. What's up with the postage? There's not. You're taking months off.
Yeah, not much time right now.
Yeah.
Just focused kind of on football and... hopefully I'll get some posts out there soon.
Yeah, I mean, right, guys? We need more posts. We want to follow it. He does have a dog. Do you want to give the dog a shout-out? What's your dog's
name? Sadie.
Yeah. Sadie got love, but we need to see more. Do I have our first question? Anyone? Shrewsbury, really? Because I could do this all day. Okay, we'll come over there. Oh, Shrewsbury had me excited, but we got to... Here we go. Fellas are going to kick it off. Yeah, go ahead. Say your name.
My name is Patrick. I'm from Shrewsbury High School, and I got to ask... Since you grew up in Texas, are you a fan of country music?
I am a fan of country music.
Yeah, who's your favorite?
Yeah. My favorite? Oof. I like Tim McGraw. Yeah.
Did you go to the Kenny Chesney show here?
I did not, but I actually lifted weights with him. He came in the weight room a little bit. So, yeah.
That's
we got to talk
so cool.
then, yeah.
Bench more, did you beat him?
I beat him, yeah.
Yes!
He's a lot smaller than I thought he was. He's not the biggest guy in the world.
There we go. For all of you guys checking in at home, this is on Facebook Live, so don't forget, you can ask any questions you have for Rex. Do we have our next question back here?
What's your go-to pump-up song before a game?
Ooh, go-to pump-up song. Good question. Man, ever since I was a kid, I was a big Linkin Park fan growing up.
Oh, there we go.
And so I think Points of Authority by Linkin Park is kind of my go-to.
I'm into that. Next question? All right, I got a question because Shrewsbury. I'm a show gal. I DVR about 15 shows. Watched Teen Mom last night. What shows are you watching? Are there any that you can't miss? Are you Game of Thrones guy, Stranger Things?
I did watch Stranger Things.
Look at you.
And then Narcos.
I'm
a big Narcos
everybody,
person.
Kids, don't watch. Don't
watch it, kids. But.
Hi, my name's Noah Jouer. I'm from Shrewsbury as well. Who's the funniest person on the team?
Ooh, funniest person on the team. Oh, man. That's a good question. Brandon Cooks is coming out of his shell, and he's like a quiet, funny person. So I would say him, just from an offensive standpoint. We got a bunch of funny guys, though. Yeah.
I feel like you, are you a funny guy? I feel like your low-key might be a funny guy.
Quiet.
He's like, I'm just going to smile at you, Ash.
Yeah.
Next question. Ladies, come on, ladies. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Reba, and I was just wondering, other than playing football, what's your favorite pastime?
Good question.
Ooh, good question. Favorite pastime. Oh, man. I love basketball. I grew up playing basketball.
We got a baller on our hands.
Probably say basketball.
Let's talk more about basketball. I play Division I basketball. Do you think you could beat me 1-on-1?
Think so.
I had heard through the streets that you were a pretty good hooper. Was it a big choice which one you were going to pursue, football or basketball, or were you pretty much set?
I was kind of always set on football. Okay. I did have some offers to play both in college.
Oh, okay.
But football was kind of my focus.
Shooter?
Guard.
I didn't pass a day in my life. How about you?
I passed it out a little
bit. Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's very nice of you.
Hi, I'm Michael Cornell. How do you feel about your Madden rating?
My Madden rate? What is it? I don't
it's
even know.
76.
76, uh-oh.
What does that even mean?
Hopefully get it updated a little something.
Next question.
Hi, I'm Lauren. Who's your go-to person on the team?
Go-to person on the team?
Yeah, like your best friend.
Oh, best friend? Oh, man. Cooks. James White, the running backs, we all stick together. So Brandon Bolden as well. Got a lot. Jordan Richards, he's a good buddy of mine. Matt Slater. I really don't have a go-to, I guess. Sorry, I said more than one there.
Oh, my gosh. For all of you guys checking in via Facebook, we are here with Rex Burke and, of course, Shrewsbury High. You guys excited? Everybody's feeling good. Don't forget. Oh, hi. Don't forget, for all of you checking in on Facebook, you can ask questions. Speaking of, we just got one. How did it feel catching that touchdown pass?
Felt great.
I bet it did. I would just love to know what that feeling was. I mean, it's a little bit better than hitting like a three-pointer, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, did you Texas two-step? Did you Texas two-step after that?
Texas two-step, I did not.
No, you did not.
Maybe in the future.
Okay. Next week.
Hi, Patrick again. Do you have a touchdown dance that, like, you guys practice, or do you just, like, whatever happens, happens?
I don't personally. I think some guys kind of have some stored up, and they're thinking throughout the week what they're going to do. But not me. Maybe I'll come up with something soon. But if you see all the running backs, we'll usually get together, jump up, or something like that. So.
Hi, I'm Mark. What's it like to play for Coach Belichick?
Coach, he's awesome. I love him. I think he kind of gets a bad rap in the media.
With those ensembles.
Yeah. But I love him. He's a great coach, has high expectations for the players, and makes us better players.
Do we have another question in the back here?
Hi, I'm Callie. Who is your favorite president of all time?
Oh, man. Favorite president of all time.
I promise no politics, guys.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Either Abe Lincoln or George Washington. I mean, I know that's way back, and I wasn't even living then, but just living, I mean, they did great things, so can't
beat
them.
This is coming in from Facebook. Why did you start playing football?
Why did I start playing football? So my dad, he played football. He grew up, didn't grow up. He played in the NFL for a couple years.
Oh.
And then my older brother, he played as well. So I had a strong passion early on.
You had no choice, really.
Yeah, I had no choice. I played soccer 1 year, tackled a kid. My parents took me out and put me in flag football.
They were like, this is it. This is his moment.
Yeah.
Do you think the Celtics could beat the Cavs in the playoffs?
I love that
Absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely, yeah.
How do we feel about the big Kyrie trade?
That's very surprising, but he's a great player, so I fit right in. Yeah.
I just saw Brad Stevens at a media game that I was in the other day, and I asked him, I was like, I got to know, Coach, are you excited? He said once that team gels, they will be the best team to watch. There we go. Next question, or anybody else in the back? Anyone over here? I know you got another question.
Hi, Mr. Burkhead. My name is Billy. I don't really have a question, but I just like to compliment you on your goatee.
Thanks,
looks great.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Been working hard on
it. Well, that is not the sweetest thing. Okay, coming over.
Now, via Facebook, have you gone to any historical sites in Mass since you're a history buff?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Have you gone to any historical sites here in Boston since you're a history buff?
Yes, I have. Did the Freedom Trail.
Oh, nice.
Did all that. Bunker Hill, yeah.
Loved it?
Took it all in, yes. Absolutely.
Wow, you're like a nerd. I love it.
Hi, I'm Leia, and growing up, was there anyone that influenced you to play football, like any famous football player that you grew up watching?
Yeah, so Barry Sanders and LaDainian Tomlinson, and then you could throw Emmitt Smith in there since I grew up in Dallas, but they're all three running backs. Barry Sanders, I love the way he played because he was really humble. He didn't celebrate or anything. He just kind of let his play talk. So, but those three guys were, yeah, my role models.
You're supposed to say your dad, too. Duh.
But yeah, my dad, too.
Hi, I'm Christina. Do you have any special talents, like, other than football?
There we go.
Special talents.
Can you sing?
I cannot sing. No, I'm awful. I'm an awful singer. I really don't. I can't really play an instrument or anything.
Basketball.
I wish I could say some basketball. Yeah. Another sport, maybe. Yeah.
From, I'm assuming, someone in your hometown, what do you miss most about your high school alma mater?
Oh, man. Friday nights.
Oh, this was directly from a person in your hometown.
I'm sorry?
It was directly from someone from your hometown.
Yeah, yeah. Friday nights, I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, just the atmosphere, everything there is just unreal. Yeah.
Man, that would be fun. Question, babe?
Yeah.
Can
we stand?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lexi. Country music is the best genre. I'll say that. Also, since we're all seniors and we're going to be moving on pretty soon with our lives, what would your advice be to us for, like, getting to be, like, have all opportunities that you've had?
Yeah, great question. Working your tail off, like I said earlier, you know, that's a big reason why I am in the position I am, and never losing focus. It doesn't matter, you know, if you want to be a doctor, a teacher, whatever that may be. If you get caught up in distractions and lose that focus on your dreams and passions, then it's, you know, probably not going to come true. And so as long as you stay that course and realize what you really want to do in life, then you can attain anything.
Just graduate in 3.5 years, guys. What's the issue? It's super easy.
Hi, my name is Helton, and I was wondering, should I start you in fantasy this week?
Oh, man, pressure.
The people in fantasy football.
Hey,
they
man,
love it.
Go with your gut, man. Go with your gut.
You take zero offense, right, Rex? You're like, I'm good.
Hi, I'm Samantha, and I'm just wondering, when you're not playing football, like, what's your favorite thing to do?
Favorite thing to do when I'm not playing? I love going to the movies. I'm a big movie buff.
Have you seen It?
I have not seen It.
Don't. You won't sleep.
Don't see
what's
it.
What's the last movie you saw?
Ooh, the last movie I saw was King Arthur, even though it's not theaters. Watched it on a plane after the game. So, yeah,
thumbs
good
up
movie.
Or thumbs down? We liked
I
it.
I liked it. I liked it.
All
yeah.
right, there we go. Via Facebook, do you have any nicknames?
Any nicknames? I do not, no. I mean, Rex is pretty much the nickname anyway,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashley. So you said earlier that you have a couple friends on the team. Was wondering if anyone, like, jokes around or plays any, like, tricks on each other in the locker rooms or that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Any that you can recall?
not too many, honestly.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, I wish there's more. Maybe as the season goes on. There will be, but not too many right now.
Yeah, you gotta do it yourself.
I'll start it up. Yeah, thanks for the inspiration.
What does that feeling feel like right before a game when you're running out and you're going on the field? How does that feel?
It's unreal. Of course, before every game, I still have, you know, some butterflies going. But once you start playing, it kind of goes aside. So it's just a great feeling running through the tunnel. And then just seeing all the fans go crazy. You know, it's like the first time I ran out in my first game in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Questions? Come on over here, Doc. Step right in.
Hi, I'm Mike. What are Saturdays for?
The boys, I
yeah!
guess.
Right? The
girls enjoy Saturdays too, Rex. Okay.
Question?
Oh, that's great.
He loved it. He was how excited were you for that question?
You couldn't wait. You couldn't. Questions, anybody? I cannot.
Do you have any pregame rituals?
Pregame rituals. Oh man. Yeah, I kind of get my uniform all together right in front of my locker, and I don't lay it all the way out. Like, I think Deion Sanders did it back in the day where he'd, like, lay it out every single thing in order. But I do that, listen to music, pray, and just kind of get into a mindset, yeah.
He has had no questions. He's a little nervous.
Just a little bit. Patrick again.
What's up, Patrick?
So after a big win, like, on Sunday, is there, like, anything, like, the team does together, like, to celebrate or anything?
Not really. We fly back. We got back around, I don't know, 11 o'clock or so everyone's pretty tired and goes to the house and goes to sleep. So, yeah, not too much. Yeah.
Another one coming in hot via Facebook. Who is the fastest running back on the team?
Ooh, fastest running back. James is pretty fast. Brandon Bolden's actually pretty fast, mm-hmm. too. It'd be a good race between all of
Must
us,
Must be on
I
your
think,
fantasy
so.
Team, huh, pal? Here we go.
I'm Lauren. So when you're going on the bus, who is, like, your bus buddy that you sit
My
with?
My bus buddy? James White, yeah.
No hesitations. Facebook wants to know, why did you go to Nebraska?
I chose Nebraska because they had a bunch of running backs that had gone there and had success on the next level. And then Coach Pelini, he was the guy who recruited me at the time. He was there, and he was just an awesome coach, very genuine. You know, he didn't promise me anything, playing time early or anything. He said, if I come, work hard, I'll have the opportunity to play. And so I respected that and ended up being a great, you know, 4 years while I was there.
Are you still besties with some of the guys you played with at Nebraska?
I am.
Oh,
I
yeah.
am. And then play against a ton of them, you know,
How is that
still
when you
on
see
Sunday.
Those guys?
So it's weird, especially when we're going against each other. But no, it's awesome. Still keep in touch with them. Go back as much as I can and try to see
them. Nice. Now, are you still involved with Team Jack?
I am.
Oh, cool.
I am.
You yeah. want to give a little explanation?
Yeah, I can do that. So Jack Hoffman, he's a little boy who's diagnosed with pediatric brain cancer in 2011 that I met in Nebraska. And got to know each other very well. He came to a game. ESPN did a big story on him. He scored a touchdown in our spring game, ended up winning an ESPY award for it, and we got invited to the White House, met President Obama, and now the Team Jack Foundation has raised almost $5 million. So,
how amazing!
Yeah, for pediatric brain cancer.
Jack,
he's still
for that.
Doing
That's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. He's a community guy, right?
Yeah, so he comes up to Boston to do a bunch of his treatments. And
So you get to see follow. Him?
So I get to see him.
Oh, good.
And we went to a game at Fenway in the spring, and he'll be up for the Chargers game as well. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. How did he like Fenway?
He loves it. He loves yeah. it. His family, they're already converted Boston fans before I was even here. So, yeah.
And have you converted? Are you a Red Sox fan?
I do love the Red Sox. I grew up a Rangers fan, but I also like the Red Sox, too.
Oh, wow.
So,
hey,
yeah.
How perfect.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kat, and I was wondering, what did you guys do after you won the Super Bowl? Like, what was the feelings?
Oh, well, actually, I was in Cincinnati, so I just, yeah, I signed with New England the offseason. So.
She meant to ask why you're not posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted to say.
Yeah, so those posts will come soon.
It's going to happen. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, one more time. Give it up for Rex Burkhead, everybody.